You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. From a very busy cat these days, that was veteran pianist Dave Miller with the song The Blue Room off his latest offering, 2021's The Masquerade Is Over. This album is named The Masquerade Is Over as a reminder of the COVID pandemic, and he's joined by bassist Andrew Higgins and longtime drummer Bill Belasco. It's a quality set that mixes together familiar numbers with some obscurities. That's his way. He grew up in Long Island, New York, and had extensive classical piano lessons and eventually learning to play jazz by ear. Very early on, he was inspired by George Gershwin's recordings and seeing Ahmad Jamal in concert. But since the very go of it, he's always loved jazz, and we talked to him here at the show about that, and this is what he had to say.
So to me, jazz is, it's freedom, it's expressive, it's lovely, you know, and it's so broad-based to be able to cover so many genres in so many ways, so there's never a dull moment.
He played at a variety of engagements in high school and college, but would end up becoming a lawyer, and jazz would take a back seat for a time. But he never stopped playing and had regular opportunities to perform at Bay Area clubs and a wide range of private and political functions. Following several privately produced recordings, in 2009 he recorded his first album on the Summit label called Rapture. This cat has fostered a repertoire of bebop, swing, Latin, and stylized ballads over the years. And as they say in the showbiz, there's plenty more coming. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of great music. Over the spans of our large regional area, always giving you a huge list of jazz nightly, from the Majestic to the Westport Coffee House, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, providing you a prolific hour of jazz listening. One of the big influences on Dave was legendary pianist and composer Bill Evans. Joined by his trio live, here he is with Nardis. Let's get into it.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Hillary Cole, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
I only want what's the best thing for you, and the best thing for you would be me. I am convinced after thinking it through that the best thing for you would be me. day, and to myself I say, point the way, what should it be? I ask myself, what's the best thing for you? And me and I seem to agree that the best thing for you would be me.
Is a solid staple of the New York City jazz scene and world-renowned as a multifaceted concert hall and symphony performer. Hillary Cole with the tune The Best Thing For You off her newest 2021 CD, Sophisticated Lady. And she has emerged triumphantly from a difficult three-year legal struggle to put out a recording and found her true music heart in the process. On her new independent full-length album, she paints a self-portrait with illuminating stylistic brushstrokes and an expansive repertoire that takes her far beyond her storied roots as a purveyor of the great American songbook. And during a recent talk with the show, she elaborated on this notion.
You know, the great news is I'm back and unencumbered, and hopefully, and I know this is going to be the first record of many more in my new life.
Along the way, Hillary has had some brushes with legends, and one of them was the master Dave Brubeck. And as we get into the tune Camp Town Races off the vintage Basin Street EP, man, this is a great story from Hillary. Have a listen.
From Brubeck, I learned humility. He was the most humble guy, and you can't even, I mean, and the sweetest man in the entire world. I was lucky enough to record a duet with him, two duets with him, a few records ago, and all of them were incredibly wonderful and giving and generous of their time and their talent. But with Dave, it was even more so. I remember being so nervous to actually be in the room with him. I mean, he was an idol of mine, a wonderful composer, an incredible musician. And here I was, young in my, a younger person, and I was a nervous wreck to meet Dave Brubeck and then get to be in the studio with him. And he took my hand, and at one point he said, I kept on calling him Mr. Brubeck, Mr. Brubeck, and he looked at me with the sweetest blue eyes and said, "Just call me Dave." And I said, "Dave, I'm sorry, I'm just really nervous." And he looked at me and he grabbed my hand and in all humility looked at me and said, "I am too. I really want to make this good for you."
Jason Branscom out of Cincinnati, Ohio, and you're listening to Joe Dimino with Neon Jazz. Thank you.
That was jazz composer, trombonist, bass player, trumpeter, keyboard player, educator, and arranger Jason Branscombe with the song I and the Village off his new 2021 CD, Beyond the Walls of the World. He was born and raised in Dayton, Ohio, and developed a passion for rock, soul, and hip-hop music throughout his teen years. But he was tipped over the edge when he discovered the jazz and funk from the bars in Dayton. He has performed in Europe, 17 states, and Washington, D.C., and spent quality time on stage with many names over time. But the brilliance of the jazz multi-instrumentalist Rashawn Roland Kirk has always captivated him. As we hear his 1960 title track off the CD Soul Station, he explains.
Rashawn Roland Kirk's probably my favorite musician. I mean, I think he was a genius on so many levels and in so many ways. I think the way Roland Kirk's most underrated is the way he constructed his album. I would consider him kind of my biggest influence on this album, even though it doesn't sound anything like his music.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is pianist Russ Lossing from New York City, listening to Neon Jazz out of Kansas City, Missouri. Great radio station. Check it out. Dial it in. Listen to the music. Thank you.
That was veteran New York City jazz pianist Russ Lossing with the song Ugly Beauty off the 2019 CD Changes. And his path to being one of the most stimulating cats, drawing worldwide attention for his unique vision, integrity, and thoughtfully humanistic voice, began very early on. And he explained to us during a recent interview.
And when I was 10, I sort of became aware that there was this thing called improvisation. And so I started improvising, and I just sort of naturally an improviser. And my classical piano teacher at the time was also knew that I was an improviser because I would fake my way through all these classical pieces. When I was 13, I went to a jazz piano teacher and started to learn how to play jazz.
He's been a part of the New York jazz scene since 1986 and played with drummer Paul Motian over a period of 12 years and was a member of that quintet of his, Manny Was Groomed, which played week-long gigs at the Village Vanguard. Speaking of Dave Brubeck, this was the backbone for his sound. Here's alto sax cat and composer, the great Paul Desmond, with the tune Song to a Seagull off the 1973 Best Of compilation. Thank you.
Hello, this is Michael Waldrop, drummer and percussionist, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was jazz drummer, percussionist, and composer Michael Waldrop with the song Fractals off his 2021 CD, Timeframes. He has performed and recorded extensively in a variety of settings during his career, and he's currently the professor of percussion at Eastern Washington University. And he has a great jazz mind to impart on the youth, having played with the likes of Randy Brecker, Marvin Stamm, and the Nelson Riddle Orchestra, along with Elaine Elias and even Slide Hampton. But perhaps it was seeing the master Herbie Hancock live that struck a proverbial nerve with him. As we get into the song First Trip off the 1968 CD, Speaks Like a Child, have a listen to him explain.
I saw Herbie Hancock. I was actually supposed to go see Miles Davis play, and he didn't show up. This was 1974, and the warm-up act was Herbie Hancock's Headhunters group, and they were incredible, and that was very influential. Thank you.
Again, that was a legendary and celebrated jazz cat, Herbie Hancock, on the keys back in 68 with First Trip. And that was the way it was for Mr. Michael Waldrop. And our final jaunt into the music on this hour of Neon Jazz is veteran and very talented jazz saxophonist and composer Dennis Mitcheltree. This is the song Trial by Delusion back in 1996 off his CD Brooklyn. And as we get into the final tune, Dennis had some thoughts we can all mull over here in September of 2021 as COVID continues. He talks about the hope and community as we move forward.
That when this thing is over, people are going to start to realize again what the sense of community is, what it is going to a live show, as opposed to listening to something on Spotify or something like that. This music that we do is meant to communicate. It's not meant to make money, although it's nice when it does. It's there for us to talk to each other and be with each other and understand each other and become better people.
Hey there. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a hopeful cat always ready to run into the post-COVID sunshine. And I can't wait to do that. We've been apart, and I want to get back in the studio with Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Reach out. Let us know what's going on. We're always here at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Get out there and catch some live music and enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.